This is Akashwani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on potential of India's mining sector and key aspects of Third National Mining Ministers Conference. The participants are Professor Dheeraj Kumar, Deputy Director, Indian Institute of Technology, Indian School of Mines, Dhanbad, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor.
The Third National Mines Ministers Conference held on January 2021-2025 in Konark, Odisha, brought together key stakeholders to discuss and strategize the future of India's mining sector. To discuss the transformative potential of India's mining sector, we are joined in by Dr. Dheeraj Kumar, Deputy Director, IIT ISM Dhanbad. A warm welcome to Akashwani.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for adding me to this particular discussion.
Dr. Kumar, what are the primary objectives of the Third National Mines Ministers Conference and to what extent were they achieved?
Yeah, if you see the objective of this Third National Mines Ministers Conference, they had seven major objectives. First one was certainly they had to release the reports on state's best practices in mining, which they did. And this particular report was showcased the innovative governance models state was adopting and implementing. And it was also aiming at how efficiently and transparently mining practices are being carried out in those states. The second one was again focusing on transparencies in e-governance, digital governance and so on. And that was a launch of mining tenement systems in the name of MTS module. I'll discuss in detail what are the contents of those modules, but it was a landmark step, which was basically towards achieving the digital governance. You talk about e-governance. So in mining also, e-governance was desired for quite long. And this was one of the objectives, which was successfully, I think, got delivered. And the third one was for the first time in the history that sanction letters were given to the startups. If you see non-mining industries, deep tech startups are already there in IT sector, pharmaceutical, EVs, and so on. But in mining, startups were completely not available. And we don't have a single unicorn startup mining sector. So this was another initiative the Ministry of Mines took in the Third National Mines Ministers Conclave. Rather, promoting a startup innovation ecosystem in mining industries. So these startups, they receive the sanction letter in order to get innovations promoted in sustainable mining practices. The fourth one was handing over the geological memoranda, and that's a geological report, GRVC, which basically the base for any mining activity to start with, which was showcasing a comprehensive database, which was provided by the Ministry of Mines and to the states for getting the exploration activity boost up. And then fifth one was some critical minerals. The geological report got transferred to the states, and state government like Chhattisgarh handed over this sort of data to the Ministry of Mines in order to promote India's reliance on critical minerals, because this was also one of the agenda, very important agenda, to have our own competence in critical minerals, to have our own reliance in the critical mineral. The sixth one was awarding to the best performance states. So the states which had excelled in mineral auctions and did good work in last year in terms of major and minor minerals mining. So these states, they were honored with their outstanding contributions. And then the last one was the release of the fifth tranche of critical mineral blocks. So that got also launched in order to accelerate the exploration and other activities, rather opening to the private sector's investment in critical minerals.
Dr. Kumar, we have the release of the report on the state's best practices in mining. Two, there was the launch of the mining tenement system module. Third, we had the handing over of sanction letters to startups. And fourth, we had the transfer of geological reports of critical mineral blocks by Chhattisgarh. And fifth, we had the awards to best performing states. And lastly, sixth, we had the launch of the fifth tranche of critical mineral blocks. Now, all these key highlights, how do they align with the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047?
See, the first very important thing for the Viksit Bharat 2047 is transparencies, e-governance. So you see, one of the objectives was to launch the mining tenement system MTS. So mining tenement system MTS, which got launched, That was the major, what you say, the implementation of e-governance system in mines. The second one is the country's self-reliance in critical mineral. When we talk about country's self-reliance in critical mineral, that was the goal of Viksit Bharat 2047. These states now, they are encouraged to be the self-reliant states in terms of critical mineral. And when you talk about how this critical mineral will benefit the country as a whole, now we can understand that there is a global transition to low carbon economy, accelerating the need for the minerals, which is at very high in the entire world. And critical mineral supply chain is getting disturbed throughout the world. So India wants to have its own sort of reliance on critical minerals because there is a growing demand of clean energy, electric vehicles, and high-tech products in the country. So if we keep on importing the critical mineral, we will be losing our currency. And that was the main sort of motto of the Ministry of Mines, to make the country self-reliant in critical mineral. And this is one of the takeaway we can understand that will add value to our sustainable goal, which has been put a part of the Viksit Bharat 2047.
Okay. You mentioned that the Mining Tenement System MTS module was launched during this conference. How will the system transform current mining operations, and what measures are in place to ensure the successful implementation and adoption of the MTS across various states? Dr. Kumar, if you could highlight this.
Yeah, if you just go through the National Mineral Policy 2008, in that policy itself, it was mentioned that we have to keep a focus on developing a mining tenement system for the country in order to basically manage the data on concessions, including finding the status of all the applications, renewal of leases. With this registry of or implementation of MTS, the registry enables processes in the mineral concession regime. It will be a web-based platform. This web-based platform will help us to find out or to deal with all the databases and to generate queries based on the databases. And it will also help us to get us informed that what is happening, where these things are happening in mineral areas, mining areas, because it has got integration with the GIS and remote sensing as well. So this data will help altogether. This MTS will help in curbing non-compliance and violations. It will also help us in tracking of movement of minerals. The royalty states are losing due to this mining. Those royalty will not be lost. The third one, that will generate MIS portal, or MIS report through the portal, which will help us to take decisions on critical minerals at different strategic levels, the demand supply gap, which mineral we have to focus on for the production, where there are sort of gap in the demand and supply, and so on. So they have lot many modules under this particular MTS. One is registration modules. One can onboard through this module. Second one is return modules. You can just submit your returns on mining. Then mining plan modules. These plans are required to be approved by the Indian Bureau of Mines. And by the way, I just forgot to tell you that MTS is in the custody of Indian Bureau of Mines, IBM. So you have the drone data modules. So when you prepare the 3D model of your mine, then you go for the drone data acquisition, and then the entire data will be put to this particular drone data module under this MTS. That star rating system, which was all implemented in the long back, so that has also come a part of this MTS module. Then mine closure plans. Once we close the mine, then what else? What we can do with the closed mine? So mine closure planning is very much important. Exploration license, composite license, prospecting license module, then notice reports, revisions, mineral processing. So not many submodules are there under this particular MTS module altogether.
So what you're saying is that with the systems and processes in place, we will have efficiency and discipline in mining, and MTS is going to help the states do that. Dr. Kumar, some reports on the state's best practices in mining, highlighting innovative governance model. Would you share some exemplary practices that other states might emulate, and how is the ministry supporting states in adopting and scaling sustainable mining practices?
Yes, if you again see the objective, the Ministry of Mines has launched the one of the very important thing, that award to the best performing states. It is again based on state mining readiness index. Again, it was prepared by IIT ISM Dhanbad, and we had our team led by Professor R.M. Bhattacharji, who prepared this sort of state mining readiness index for Ministry of Mines to be applied to all the states, and depending on lot many parameters, which talked about sustainability, which talked about accountability, which talked about repurposing of a mine, which talked about right to do the mining and license to operate the mines. Lot many parameters were there. So this particular award is bestowed on the states which are basically getting the maximum score out of the index which got developed. And if you talk about the best practices which are being carried out or being done by some of the states, these are use of a very robust mining system. In raw language, we say that CMS, adopting the CMS, which is called continuous mining system, focusing on minimum waste, zero discharge policies. If I talk about minimum waste or zero waste, so some of the states, they have adopted sort of recycling of the waste. Some of the states adopted beneficiation of low quality ore. Then they also adopted e-governance system, e-tracking system, like Odisha state had I3MS. Through I3MS, the single quantity of the ore, which is getting transported from a mine to a mill or some other places, it has to be in online modules. So likewise, these are the some of the very innovative technologies or practices they adopted, like increasing installation and usage of first mile connectivity, FMC, which you are saying that to reduce the transportation via roads, that all transportation has to be covered transportation without losing the time, improving energy efficient mining projects, minimum use of the energy are not to be wasted, reclaiming the mine, eco restoration of the mines, those are where also very important parameters, reclaiming the mined out areas, development of eco parks, mining tourism, those are some of the very well thought ideas got germinated and some of the states they got implemented.
Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Manji urged the people to use the limited mineral resources judiciously without harming the environment.
Let's not forget that natural resources, especially minerals, are finite. It cannot last forever. So we have to find a way how to make it sustainable for a long time without harming the environment. For that, we have to find a way of consumption-led mining activities from the present export-led mining economy. I am sure under the vision and guidance of our Prime Minister, this can be achieved and it will help to build a stronger, more prosperous, Viksit Bharat.
Also, with the transfer of geological reports, GRs, of critical mineral blocks by Chhattisgarh, how will this move bolster India's self-reliance in critical minerals and what strategies are in place to expedite the exploration and extraction of these critical minerals?
So if you just see this geological report, GR data, this GR data becomes a base data for carrying out sort of or identifying the block size of minerals. So when you have this data put in place, you can straightway go for targeted drilling and go for the targeted exploration and to confirm the existence of a mineral deposit in terms of its quality, quantity, both. So in that way, you can consider this data is a primary data which is required for carrying out the mining activities. And if suppose somebody has already carried out this work as a first step, then your life cycle to do a mining process becomes quite easy. The time gets reduced and you can have a minimum investment for delineating the ore deposit or to delineate the block size and do the mining activity. So your return on investment can be at very early stage and investment will also not go wasteful. It will be fruitful investment. So in that way, this comprehensive data on GR, if it is shared with the private party who are interested in carrying out the mining activity or exploration activity in that state, will be very much welcoming move. And in that way, it will help a private party to come forward and take interest in going for the mining processes.
On that note, Dr. Dheeraj Kumar, we would like to thank you for giving us in-depth knowledge on what transpired in the third National Mines Ministers Conference in Odisha. Thank you so much for being with Akashvani.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on potential of India's mining sector and key aspects of third National Mining Ministers Conference. The participants were Professor Dheeraj Kumar, Deputy Director, Indian Institute of Technology, Indian School of Mines, Dhanbad, and Rajesh Lake, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.